This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted that the Narendra Modi government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. He pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. Replying to the discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Shah said, in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and use of technology. Mr. Shah noted that by abrogating Article 370, the Modi government fulfilled the dream of the framers of the constitution of one constitution, one flag.
5 August 2019 mein Modi ji ne dhara 370 ko samapt hamare samvidhan nirmataon ka wo swapna ki ek desh mein do pradhan do vidhan do nishan nahi honge kaise ho sakta hai aur 5 aur 6 August 2019 ko इस देश में एक विधान एक प्रधान और एक निशान का नया दौर और वहीं से शुरू हुआ कश्मीर को हमेशा के लिए भारत के साथ एक रूप करने की प्रक्रिया.
Mr. Shah pointed out that country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered country's progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and insurgency in Northeast. Mr. Shah stated that government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister underlined that Naxalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. He stated that road connectivity and internet reach has been improved in Naxal-affected areas and new banks and ATMs have been opened. India has strongly registered its concerns with the US authorities on the treatment meted out to the deportees on the flight that landed on the 5th of last month in Amritsar, particularly with respect to the use of shackles, especially on women. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. The minister informed that the need to promote safe, orderly and legal migration while cracking down on illegal immigration networks was discussed during the recent visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the US. He added that India's consistent stance against illegal immigration while seeking humane treatment of deportees was reiterated. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that agriculture is the backbone of the country's economy and the farmer's welfare is the priority of the government. Replying to a debate on the demands for grants related to his ministry for 2025-26, Mr. Chauhan said the NDA government has allocated over 10 lakh crore rupees in the budget for the agriculture sector in the last 10 years. He said, in the 10 years of the UPA regime, the total budget allocation during 2004 to 2014 was only 1,51,000 crore rupees. The minister informed that the government is providing free rice and wheat to over 80 crore beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed the 49th convocation of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi. The president said, AIIMS is an institution that has earned prestige across the world by pursuing excellence in healthcare, medical education and life sciences research. The president said, AIIMS is a symbol of hope for millions of patients who come for treatment. President Murmu said the faculty, helped by paramedics and non-medical staff, treat the underprivileged and the privileged with the same dedication and empathy. Government today said that India's position on Ukraine-Russia conflict is well known and understood as well. It said India has always advocated for sincere and practical engagement between the two parties and other key stakeholders through dialogue and diplomacy to arrive and find lasting solution for the conflict. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India's conversations with both parties to the conflict as well as with other stakeholders have been in line with this larger approach. On Pakistan, the MEA spokesperson said the world clearly knows that the real issue is Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. And that is the end of this news bulletin.